Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Brad Rasmussen, who's president of Atlantic Meals on Wheels. Good morning to you, Brad.
Good morning.
Well, Meals on Wheels have existed for quite a few years, and it's good to know it keeps on continuing and that somebody's willing to do that leadership. Let's remind folks, tell folks, what's the purpose of Meals on Wheels?
Meals on Wheels is a nonprofit program that provides a hot daily meal to different people around the town of Atlantic.
And is there an age limit?
I don't believe so. I think most of the clients are of an older age, but I think if you have any questions concerning whether you would like to have someone receive one of these meals, just contact Sue Mosier. Her contact number is 712-250-0036. And there's also another number, 712-254-9147.
Okay, we'll give those numbers again. But Sue Mosier, you may be the president, but Sue Mosier is the manager and makes it happen, right?
She does. She does everything. She lines up the routes. She gets the drivers. She's pretty much a jack of all trades. She takes care of everything.
Yeah, well, that's great. You have to have that point person that can answer all the questions. So if somebody wants then to get a meal, then they just need to call Sue?
Call Sue.
Okay, very good. Now, you mentioned in there routes. Let's talk a little more about that.
I think there's about 6 routes that are scattered throughout the town of Atlantic. My wife and I do one on Tuesdays. It takes probably anywhere from a half hour, 45 minutes to complete. If it takes longer, it's because I enjoy talking with the people that I'm delivering to, which means I think I get more out of the meal than they do. But it's an enjoyable time. It doesn't take very long. I think, you feel good when you get done, and you've provided them with a pretty good meal for the day.
Mm-hmm. So each of those routes would have a different driver?
Would have a different driver. And it's usually probably maybe 8, 9, 10 different people that you would deliver to.
You know what? We didn't say where the meal comes from.
The meals are, they come out of Heritage House, which I think is a wonderful place. It fits in with the Heritage House and the Wesley Foundation's mission. And it's a great place to pick it up and deliver it out.
So if you're driving, you stop at Heritage House first.
You stop at Heritage House approximately 11 o'clock or around there. You take the meals are all packaged up. The desserts are in one container. The hot meals are in another. You then follow the route to where you drop them off, and you return everything back to the Heritage House.
Okay. Do the residents or do the recipients ever miss a dessert, Brad?
Well, I always tell mine that they're lucky they get the dessert, because I was trying to save them from all of those maybe things that aren't so good for them.
But otherwise, it's pretty basic food that, and it's hot when they get it.
It's warm. It's your basic nutrients are all covered in there, I think they're really pretty good.
And so we mentioned daily, but it's not 7 days a week.
It's 5 days a week. And you, if you're interested in being a driver, you do not have to do it all week long. Like I said, I do it one day a week. You could be a substitute driver, and if you're interested in being a driver, again, contact Sue.
She'll give you all the scoop on what you have to do. You mentioned one of the benefits is that visit to a home. Tell us a little more about that.
Well, I think, as humans, we are a very social group. And we like that social contact. We like that interaction. And for the people that are receiving it, that may be one of the only interactions they might get for that day, or even, for even longer than that. And I think just that one-on-one time, everything is so much social media anymore that we don't get that personal up-close contact. And it makes me feel good, makes my heart full during the day, and I hopefully it does for the people we deliver to.
If you do this on a regular basis, I'm sure you start getting acquainted with those folks and finding out a little more about them.
There are there are times when I will show up, or Lori and I, my wife and I, will show up to deliver meals, and for whatever reason that is, Sue tries to make sure that every route has pretty much the same numbers. So sometimes I'll end up with a different person on my route, or a person that I had is on someone else's route. And, you know, you kind of sit there and go, no, I'm losing my contact. And so then you start a new one, and then maybe they'll come back and that. But yeah. And then there's times, like, if I have to be gone, I tell the people I'm delivering to, hey, I won't be here on Tuesday, just so you let you know. Because there is that acquaintance that you meet, and you kind of miss those people when they're not there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and good to tell those folks that are receiving also that there's going to be a different face at the door, so they're not so surprised about that. Now, one of the things we talked about is 5 days a week, but for some people, it may just be a very short period of time.
Right. Some people maybe are requesting Meals on Wheels because, you know, maybe they're having some therapy at home, or maybe they were ill or what have you. So they're only there for, you know, a week or two or whatever, and then they're off. And so you can get these meals for the length of time that you would need them.
And, of course, there is some cost to the meal.
There is a minimal cost, about $3.50. Again, you can check everything out with Sue. If there's any questions about that, I'm sure that there might be, you know, if you have some difficulties even, you know, paying that, I'm thinking there's some ways of working around that.
But certainly a reduced cost to, I don't know where you could eat anywhere, even, you know, it's just a hamburger, whatever, you're still going to be above that. And this is much more balanced than just a hamburger.
It is very, yes.
And I guess occasionally you might find something in there you really don't care for, but it's not going to be the same thing tomorrow. So
no.
it's always a nice variety of things.
And I think even at home, there's sometimes when you eat something that you've made yourself, you go,
Don't need that again.
Don't need that again.
Okay, so you've kind of talked about the volunteer drivers. What about, have you ever had to say, I can't do that because of the weather?
I haven't had that. The only time that I've known that maybe the Meals on Wheels aren't going to be delivered is if there is a holiday. Most of the time, it's got to be pretty cold or pretty snowy in order to slow us down.
Well, and usually in town by 11 o'clock, the streets are cleaned off.
Pretty
and
good. Yes.
You're ready to go. So, again, you mentioned if you want to be a driver, whether that's on a regular basis or a substitute, you need to call Sue. And we're going to have you give her numbers again now and then again later.
All right. Sue's number, 712-250-0036. Or 712-254-9147.
Okay, so all of those kinds of questions. Now, Brad, you're the president, but you do have a few other members on the board.
We have 9. There's 9 board members, and then you have Sue's on there as the director, and you have Sharon Crane as secretary, and then you have Dottie Krog as treasurer.
Okay, so those are additional board members, yeah. And how often do you meet?
We meet once a month. We do take July and August off, just because that was the way they decided that maybe we didn't need to meet. There wasn't that much going on. However, if there is something that needs to be done, I can call, or the president can call a meeting, and then we can come in and talk about and discuss that issue and go from there.
So do you want to list the members?
We have Lola Ian, we have Barb Strand, Judy Just, Chuck McLaren, Gary Warwick, Lucy Newton, Pat Saltmarsh, and Jeannie Wedden.
Okay, I'm just thinking if somebody's listening and they know somebody there, they might want to give them a call. Sometimes that's more comfortable. And we need to say thank you to the board members, to the drivers, all the people who are making this happen.
They are a fun bunch to be around. I think you get to know people, even if you're just a part-time driver or a full-time driver, just meeting there at 11 to to pick the meals up. And so, yeah, we are a fun group to belong to.
Good way to volunteer and help people out. And as
exactly.
You say, make you feel good.
Makes you feel good.
Yeah. So, and I know we were talking earlier and said, you know, this is one of your goals. So we need to look at what our kind of life mission is. And in just a minute, can you tell us why you do it?
Sure can.
Okay. Until next time, I guess we are going to say thank you to Brad. Give Sue's one number, the 250 number again.
712-250-0036, 712-254-9147.
Okay. Thank you so much, Brad Rasmussen, for bringing us up to date on Meals and Wheels. Until next time, here's the thought. The difference between misery and happiness often depends on what we do with our attention.